Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It's going to cost you, but it's a great cause. It's Girl Scout cookie time, and the Girl Scouts have gone to Grubhub for help.
Grubhub's going to deliver the cookies, but the girls have to essentially take care of the packaging, the order taking, and getting everything delivered and collect the money. So they're going to be running their own business behind the scenes.
Girl Scouts, near and dear to your heart, Laura. That's a cool idea.
Listen, just like a couple years ago, when that little Girl Scout in Colorado, she had entrepreneurial spirit and was like, where would be the best place for me to set up shop? Not outside of Walmart. No, no, no. A dispensary, if you will.
Hint, hint, Colorado. There it is. That girl's probably a millionaire. But it is Girl Scout cookie time, and this pandemic has spilled over into 2021. Why not Grubhub, right?
Why not? So I clicked on the link, and it's actually really cool. Now, obviously, every council is not participating in this,
right.
Grubhub has sort of offered up their services to make sure that the pandemic does not stop the Girl Scouts from selling their boxes in a way that's safe, but then also door to door, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Two words, thin mints. That's it. I mean,
And I'm trying to think, here's the problem.
What's that?
I lost a lot of my Girl Scouts who were near and dear to my heart, like the girls who were in the troops and outreach programs that I worked with, They're all older now. They've grown up.
They've moved on.
We need a Girl Scout cookie hookup, Tom.
Yeah, we do. Even Tina, who works here, her kids are older now, so there goes that cookie hookup. Allie Stevens, yeah, her kids are too old now, I think, too. What are we going to do? How about Chad Hershberger? Is his daughter a Girl Scout?
Oh, you know what? I wonder. Yeah. Is Claire a Girl Scout?
Let's look into that, because if not, you know, we'll just solicit it on the Ford Fun Line and get 8,000 boxes of cookies. I don't know. But, Girl Scout cookie time. Girl Scouts using Grubhub. Gotta love it. Tom and Laura in the morning. Jimmy Fallon on the way with another way to make money, recreational weed. He'll talk about that.
Oh, geez. From Colorado to cookies to recreational. I mean, it all goes together.
This is in New York City, and Governor Cuomo says he might go along with it. Interesting.
Really?
Interesting. We'll talk about that and more coming up.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Hey, the local boys, the Badleys, Tom and Laura in the morning. I just broke the corporate printer. Do I admit that to someone? Do I have to write a memo? What the hell do you do when you do something like that?
I think you have to tell someone.
Well,
other than text me.
I fire up my PC in my office and I print one or two things for the show every morning. And evidently early this morning, my PC does this once in a while. It gets confused on what to print, so it decides to print everything the PC has in its memory for the past 4 years. So we're talking about killing a tree here. We're talking about hundreds of pages. And it does it at such a rapid pace that it causes a paper jam.
Thank you for the last few songs. We all remember the time that I unplugged a mouse and then like took down an entire
half the building. Yeah,
I don't. Yep.
I think everything in this building is wired to the same switch. I don't know how you do this, but like my PC just took down the printer. And just so you people at home know, the printer here at the ever so huge radio corporation, our printer is about the size of a Volkswagen. All right. So when you take that beast down, you have accomplished something. So here's the deal. Mark Lawrence is going to be so PO'd because he uses that printer a lot. And I yelled back to him. I told him that we had issues. I got no answer. So I don't know if he's busy or is he wearing those funny headphones that he wears up and down the halls. How could you work at a radio station to wear noise-canceling headphones? This is not a pit crew at NASCAR, buddy. I need your help, and I need it now. So anyway, So, yeah, we'll fix this, friends. News is coming up next.
I mean, it's not going to necessarily affect what we're doing here this morning.
No, we'll be fine.
Absolutely could affect the rest of the day, particularly, you know, like when you need to print stuff for payroll and whatever.
The billing department will kill me if Lawrence doesn't. So
here's the thing. Are you ready? So we have commercial break coming up.
Yep, news, sports,
AccuWeather is on the way. We'll talk more Girl Scout cookies. We got a nice message on Facebook. I think we might have a hookup, Thomas.
Okay, very cool.
Yep, right, so we can talk about that. But in the meantime, send an email that says you broke the printer, okay?
Can I send the email that says the printer is broken, or do I have to own this?
I think you just say, hey, heads up, printer's broke. I may or may not have something to do with it.
Oh, now your equipment's breaking. Say it again. What did you say? You may what?
Like, you put that as yourself, right? So just be okay. Like, I may or may not have had something to do
with
the printer breaking.
All right, for a minute there, I thought my PC breaking the printer also broke your broadcast equipment in your living room because you kind of digitized on us.
Don't do it.
News is next, I think. Tom and Laura in the morning.
We're good. 94KX.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I call me an old timer, call me whatever you want, but I don't understand the word thruple.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
Is this like Three's Company or what? We both read the story early this morning, friends, and like sometimes happens, Tom had a completely different take than Laura. A couple is two people. A thruple is three people. Do we really need thruples, Laura?
Listen, there is a lid for every pot.
I agree.
In this case, there is two lids for one pot, and that's cool.
No.
You, booze.
No.
Whatever you want to do.
No.
Consenting adults and all that kind of stuff.
No.
If you're happy with your three-person relationship, you go for it.
Well, at least in Three's Company, they weren't a thruple. It was just Jack Ripper trying to get two girlfriends going on, and it never really happened. And then, who was it, Mr. Roper, the perverted landlord? He was always like all into it and stuff. But
here's the thing. Do you know what? In this case, I think the thruple is better than Three's Company because that was one man trying to, like, have two girlfriends at the same time, but there was no agreement on how their relationship was going to work. In this case, everyone is aware of what's going on. They all live together.
They
mingle. They do thruppley things. And then they go back to their respective bedrooms.
You said thruppley things. See, that's just, it's happening in Seattle, friends. It's a couple that identifies themselves as mythical creatures, Lolly the fairy princess, Gunther the troll, and Ion the leprechaun.
I guess you guys would call a thruple, but it is a closed polycule for those who are familiar with the terminology.
No.
We consider ourselves a closed family unit. When we first met, I said, this is how I am and I live, and I am going towards my fairy tale end, and if you're going to be in on that, then here we go. It's all or nothing. And so he said, well, I want to be with you, so I am willing to give that a go and do the things necessary and be in that life.
Okay, fairy princess, troll, and leprechaun, you go ahead and have your gig, but
I feel like there are two different conversations here, though, because there's like the whole polyamory, like, thruple existence, and then there's the fact that she identifies as an actual fairy princess.
Well, there
like
is
an actual fairy.
Yeah. What is going on with this world? Can we blame it on the pandemic? What is going on?
It's okay. Tom, live and let live. No worries.
I need a break. It's a new year, and Wise Markets has a new year with new items. The item of the day coming up for you in just a bit. Chance for you to win a $50 gift card. Speaking of new things, something new. Laura Good's got the good news on the way.
That's right.
But you have some good news right now as far as Girl Scout cookies. Did you hook us up or what?
Yeah. So actually, someone who has been on the show with you before messaged into the 94KX Facebook page.
Okay.
Mindy wrote, she said, "Hi, Tom and Laura. Good morning. My daughter Maggie was on the radio a few years ago with you, Tom."
Yeah, that was
talking about Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scouts, she'd be happy to hook you up again this year. So Mindy's going to email us, but here's a cool thing, and this is why I'm bringing it up on air.
Okay.
Mindy this year decided, with the pandemic and everything, if you have a little bit of extra money, buy some cookies for yourself, of course, but you can donate boxes of cookies or even a full case through Mindy or any of the Girl Scouts that then will go to first responders, hospitals, or nursing homes, any place of your choice. It's something that her daughter Maggie decided to do this year to make people smile, right?
That's a great idea. I'd like to donate some cookies to my favorite place in the world, Nottingham Village. Boom.
Right?
Send some over
so don't
for
worry.
Snack.
Mindy messaged us.
Okay.
She's going to be emailing me. I think that we absolutely should donate some boxes of cookies, too. If you're going to do Nottingham, I'm going to do Maria Joseph Manor because that's where my grandma is.
There you go. Great idea. And we encourage people to do the same. Let's get this rolling. Like, make it a Tom and Laura radio station thing. That'll be cool.
What a great idea from a young Girl Scout, though. So, Maggie, good job. You know, thinking up of a way that you can pay it forward, but then also get your Girl Scout cookie fix.
Way to go. Thanks, Mindy and Maggie. You keep selling, girl. News is next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about?
Everybody talks about the news, but we've got the good news with Laura Good.
That's right. Good news from across the nation to make you smile every morning. All right. So, we all love the pay it forward chains that get started.
Boy, yeah.
This past Friday, at a Whataburger drive-thru in Florida, someone paid for someone else.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it started a pay-it-forward chain that kept going for over 105 cars.
Nice.
And 5 hours throughout the rest of the day.
That's not just news. That's good news.
Right? Awesome stuff. Up next, we're headed to Seattle. Of course, there's the thruple living there, but yeah. This is a little bit different.
Okay.
A woman in Seattle started a community group called Community Loaves that would bake bread, fresh bread, for food banks.
At first, she had
3 people doing it. Now, though, over 500 home bakers are involved, and their most recent delivery last week was 1,300 loaves of bread for their community.
Keep up that good news, that good work.
Last but not least, a 5-year-old girl spent 2 weeks making 200 Happy New Year's cards for people at a nursing home in New York. Just listen.
Wow, this is great stuff.
I got an idea of making cards for the people in the nursing home who cannot go out, meet their friends.
She says, "I want to make a few cards for the people in the nursing home who are all alone." She said, "Mommy, I want to break this piggy bank and I want to give some gifts to the nursing home residents."
I wish everyone has a happy new year, especially the people in the nursing home. And I wish everyone gets the vaccine and coronavirus goes away.
Oh my, that's adorable.
Listen to that adorable little 5-year-old. The picture online, just Google. Her name is Ariana. She spent 2 weeks making cards for those seniors at a nursing home in upstate New York. Creativity, of course, takes courage. She also used her piggy bank money to give a few gifts to the residents as well. How awesome is that?
Because we all need good news, right?
That's right. And every single morning, you can get it right here. I'm Laura Good, bringing you the good news with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
From our friends at Geisinger, some of the side effects of the COVID vaccine, which include headache, fever, achiness, and tiredness. Aren't they symptoms of COVID as well?
I mean, they are indeed.
Yeah, so it's kind of scary. So some people don't want to get this vaccine. Some are just afraid of needles, so they don't want to get the vaccine. There is a remedy in Washington, D.C.
Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
It's just like that kind. Anyway.
Wait, what?
It was from a 1936 film called Reefer Madness. Listen again.
Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
Okay, then.
That's the way we looked at marijuana back in 1936, I guess. But anyway, there's a new program in D.C. called Joints for Jabs, where they'll give you a marijuana cigarette just for getting vaccinated. Here you go. Free prize.
Really? I don't know how I feel about that. Isn't recreational usage legal there, though?
Well, it better be, because this group, this pro-marijuana group, is passing out joints for jabs.
Yes,
joints for jabs.
I mean, I feel like, do you know what calms me? Knowing that in getting the vaccine, I'm not only protecting myself, mm-hmm. but my friends and neighbors and loved ones as well.
That is, and it should be calming. You know what calms me? Ativan. That's what calms me. See, you're laughing because you know. Every time I got my surgeries, I had to have a...
No, it's true.
I admit it. I'm coming clean. I cannot...
One tiny little pill makes Tom... And I spoke to the phone on you the one time. You literally were like, hey, man.
What's
everything's
up?
Great. I'm like, Tom, are you ready for your surgery this morning?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, hey, no.
Yeah.
And you're like, no. No, it's all good. I need this surgery. Great. Have you met my friend?
Hey, I'm coming clean here. You don't have to further the story. So, yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's a magic pill for Thomas. It really is.
One small Ativan for Tom. One giant leap for Tom's health. Tom and Laura's List, coming up next hour, we're going to talk grossly about behavior in which we all, or some of us, may or may not have participated in. Ugh. Anyway.
Yeah, this list is sort of nasty.
It is, so stand by. Get ready to block your ears if you have to. Also on the way, Chef Drew should be checking in. He is on Hell's Kitchen right now. He is from Ard's Market.
That's right, from Ard's Farm Market, also formerly used to be the chef at Bott's. We are going to chit-chat with him about this season of Hell's Kitchen, working with Gordon Ramsay. I don't think he'll be able to give anything away, because the show is still ongoing. It's on Thursdays. But it'll be really nice to talk to him about being on a reality show.
Mm-hmm. We had some clips of him earlier in the week with Mark's News, and he said that that's the toughest thing to keep a secret when mm-hmm. you know what is happening on TV before anybody sees it. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully he'll be checking in with us in just a bit. We've talked about the mystery of television, the way episodes are recorded in advance, like Jeopardy, for instance. Yesterday, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers announced that he'll be one of the guest hosts on Jeopardy. Now, I think that that's real cool, especially the tribute to Trebek.
One of my idols growing up was Alex Trebek, you know, and being able to be on Jeopardy years ago, even though my wardrobe outfit wasn't the greatest choice, they're doing some guest hosting spots, and it's going to be released here pretty soon, but I have the opportunity to do one of those.
That's so cool. I mean, who doesn't like Aaron Rodgers? I mean, even if Green Bay's not your team, he's one of the coolest guys out there. And Laura,
I think it's neat that they're sort of drawing from everywhere to have guest hosts on Jeopardy.
See, I totally agree. And no matter where they draw from, do you agree that you've got to be partly to mostly intelligent to even host this show? So, you know, anybody who says big, dumb football player, no, Aaron Rodgers has got to be, an intelligent guy, because this is the second time he'll be on the show. The first time he was a celebrity guest. Now he'll be hosting the show. So I look forward to Aaron Rodgers being on Jeopardy. We posted it up yesterday on our social media page. And, just in case you don't know, he is the quarterback of the Packers. There's only one person in the world that I know that doesn't like Aaron Rodgers. You ready for it?
Who's that?
Michelle Mertz, the Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, yeah.
In a Zoom meeting earlier this week... She was talking about how she hopes, now that the Bears have been eliminated, she just hopes Green Bay doesn't go, because she hates Green Bay. Of course, she's a Bears fan. And she hates Aaron Rodgers. So I asked her if she had State Farm insurance. She actually said yes.
That's hilarious.
Oh, boy. Tom and Laura in the morning. A TV show called Hell's Kitchen. You kind of know that if you're in Hell's Kitchen, it's not going to be easy, right, Laura?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gordon Ramsay, he does not take it easy on his contestants, and that's since day one.
And that makes it, like, all the more exciting of a reality show, because some people really enjoy that kind of behavior. Well, locally, we have Chef Drew on the Ford Fun Line with us right now. He's from Ard's Farm Market, and he is in Hell's Kitchen. How's it going, Drew?
Good morning. It's going pretty good. I hope everybody's well.
All right. So, first of all, how did you get on this show? I mean, did they call you? Did you call them? How'd you do it?
Well, in this instance, I guess you would say that I called them. I found a thing in a Facebook group, a little posting about casting for Hell's Kitchen. And, you know, I had set some goals and I thought to myself, I really want to do something like this. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot and see what happens. So I reached out. They were very responsive. They reached back. They needed me to give them, you know, headshots, pictures of my food, videos of me cooking. It was, you know, it's like doing your homework all over again. It was terrible. I mean, I was going through so much stuff, and then, you know, we did a Skype interview. They said they liked me. Probably about a week after the Skype interview, they said, hey, we want to take you to L.A. for a weekend. You know, come out to L.A. We want you to meet some people and see what we think about you. So that was like, that had been a lot for me, because I had never been on the West Coast. So even just doing that was, you know, crazy, having to go through like three different airports, fly all the whole way across the country, go spend the weekend in a hotel. It was actually really cool because they had the iHeart Music Festival going on.
There you go.
When I was in L.A.
Yeah.
And the hotel I was staying in was actually right by where they were doing it. So I actually got to see some of the famous musicians. I mean, I didn't get to physically see them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like face to face, but I got to see them from, you know, my hotel room, watching them outside sneak in. I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, hi, you're famous. I want to say hello, but I can't. I'm stuck in this hotel room.
So you're famous. You're a local celeb, but now you're famous in LA looking at famous people. That's kind of funny. Now, much like game shows, reality shows are taped in advance. So this has been quite a secret for you, right?
Oh, my goodness. This has been one of the most difficult secrets to hold on to. We actually filmed 2 years ago. This was all filmed pre-COVID. So, I mean, there's been a lot of people saying, oh, my gosh, there's no masks. And it's like, yeah, 2 years ago, that was actually a thing.
Well put, well put. So you still have to keep the secret because you're on the show, right?
No, that's right. I can't really share with anything. You know, they're very much on top of that, so... I mean, the only way I can share that secret with you is if you watch on Thursdays.
There you go. And that's what we want everyone to do. Watch Chef Drew from Ard's Farm Market on Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. Now, when the show is all done, and it's already been done for you, but when it's all done, what does this do for Ard's Farm Market? What does this do for you as a career as a chef?
Well, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, who's to say that Ard's Farm is going to have not be saying goodbye to me? Because the winner of the show at the end of the season gets to take over as executive chef of Hell's Kitchen in Lake Tahoe. So by the end of the show, I might be saying my goodbyes.
Okay.
But, you know, what this ultimately does, I mean, it does open up a lot of avenues. Really, really interesting. Not only just because of the publicity, but due to the fact that, you know, I was able to meet such talented chefs from across the country and learn so much from them. I mean, it really just helps you re-hone your craft.
Wow.
And just learn such a great deal about, you know, yourself as a chef and as a person. So I think moving forward, at the end of this, there's just a lot of positive growth that I'm very happy to share with the world.
Yeah, positive growth for you and Ard's Farm Market. I mean, you know, Kyle and Alan Ard have to be happy with the fact that they have the dude from Hell's Kitchen.
Kyle, Alan, Justin, Ethan, they've all been, I cannot say enough about the support that I've gotten from my Ard's family. They have been, and I call them family because that's what they've really become to me over 2 years. You know, Justin's a great, great person. I knew him long before I started working at Ard's. You know, I can't say enough about Kyle, Alan, Ethan. They have been so supportive. You know, They've been wonderful to me. They've been wonderful to my family. You know, they allowed me. I had just started working for them. I had only been with Arch for like 3 weeks when I came to them and said, hey, I want to fly out across the country and go chase this dream. Stood behind me every step of the way.
Wow.
I said, listen, go. Take care of this. So.
That's great. And you know the Ard family, they are a great family. So if you are on your way to Lake Tahoe, and we'll find out from watching the show, then I'm sure the Ards will wish you well, and we'll all wish you well. But in the meantime, congratulations on just the appearance on the show alone.
Thank you. It's been honestly surreal, especially with my kids. You know, my daughters, we watched it last week, and they're like, oh my gosh, that's you on TV. You're really loud. I wish I could fix that, but I can't. They already edited everything, so you're just going to have to hear me.
You could be in radio if you're really loud as well. So that's funny. Well, I'll tell you, Laura, you're a big fan of Hell's Kitchen, so we got to wish Chef Drew well here as we take the break.
100%. Right? I am super excited to watch the second episode of season 19, which, I mean, I've been a fan since day one watching Gordon Ramsay. I follow him on YouTube. He cooks in his kitchen. It's so fun. But Chef Drew, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. It'll be a sad day when you leave this area, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling that our Chef Drew might be the winner.
And I have a good feeling. I have a good feeling, Drew, that Chef... Whoop. Yeah, I have a good feeling that Gordon Ramsay is actually a cool guy when the camera's not rolling. Could you give away that secret?
I can say that Chef Ramsay is very passionate in every area of life that he has, between the food that he serves and just the way that he conducts himself in every area. honestly, he's a great person. He really is. I mean, people think that it's just that fire. I mean, he's very fiery and passionate, but you know, when you're in that kitchen setting and you're demanding this perfection because your name's going on the plate, it's kind of understandable.
Yeah.
But when it's not there, you know, he's one of the greatest human beings that you could ever sit down and talk to. He cares about you, and he shows that. I mean, it's funny because I know somebody from the show that they told me that their child was especially how they're autistic. And one day, they was walking along set, and Chef Ramsay, he overheard the guy talking to his son about how to get his homework done. So Chef Ramsay grabbed the phone and just, you know, said a couple of expletives about him getting his homework done. His son was so through the roof by that comment. He still remembers this 6 years later. Aww. And every time this man's on set, he always asks, Pat, can you please tell Chef Ramsay I did my homework? He's so excited about that. And again, Ramsay took the phone, said that, gave the dad a wink, and walked on. And the guy was just like, he didn't have to do that. He just made my son's lifetime.
Yes.
So that's the level of stuff that people don't really see. It's just how generous and genuine the man actually is.
All right, we'll be watching tomorrow night. You know how it already went, Drew, but as far as all of Central Pennsylvania, good luck in Hell's Kitchen.
Thank you very much. 8 p.m. tomorrow on Fox. Make sure to tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun. I will say this. If you guys have Instagram, follow me at Chef_DrewAaron. I'll be going live after the show to do a little bit of Q&A. So make sure that you tune in.
We'll be there. Thank you, Drew. there was actually a list posted of gross behavior, and it says, how many of these common gross behaviors will you admit to? Common gross behaviors?
Some of these are super gross.
I don't know if I want to do this list. Shall we do it?
Let's do like an abridged version, a quick version.
Okay, fire away on me.
All right, have you worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. No.
Never. No.
All right, next one. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
This is a big no-no right now.
Okay.
After using the bathroom, ever skip that whole hand-washing thing because you're just too lazy?
Absolutely not. There have been emergencies radio-related where you might have to run down the hall, but you always make sure you at least rinse and dry your hands and then go back and clean them later.
That or else, like, say you're out and about.
Uh-huh.
Woods. You got to do your business.
Uh-huh.
Hand sanitizer, friends.
There it is. Hand sanitizers all over this building. In the studio, we've got dispensers in the hallways. Yes, definitely. So that one, no. Don't skip washing your hands.
I feel like we've debated this next one.
Uh-huh.
Peeing in the shower.
Yes, we have. Remember back when we had Matt the news guy and he got yes. so grossed out he left the room for an hour? I feel it's a guy thing.
Don't do that. It's gross. No.
Okay. All right. I feel guys can do it and girls shouldn't. I don't know why.
In this survey, it says 83% of us do that.
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
That's a really high percentage.
Yeah, it is. Holy crap. All right. Do you want to throw another one at us before we go to news here?
All right. Sure. Last one. Let's see.
Okay.
Picking your nose. Do you do it?
No, I think it's gross, but people do. You know, you see it a lot in traffic.
People sitting in their cars. Like, what? Here's the thing. Sometimes you might have a little goblin up there, but you use a tissue. Use a Kleenex.
A bat in the cave, as they say.
There you go. A bat in the cave, a clinger, if you will. You use a tissue and you discreetly or politely get it out. You don't do that and then like wipe it someplace random.
That's gross. And again, these are common gross behaviors.
93% of us said yes. 93%.
Oh boy, is Kleenex upset.
And this is not just some random article. This is from BuzzFeed.
All right.
So like huge, huge survey generating website. That's where the percentages are coming from.
So you can go ahead and check out the entire list because some of them, Laura and I, just don't want to talk about
it.
Don't
want to talk about it.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Gross. 94KX.
It's a new year, and we've got new products in the stores right now at Wise Markets. Your chance to win a $50 gift card coming up later today with the item we brought you earlier this morning, 7 o'clock every morning with Tom and Laura. It's also Wednesday at the wash, Laura. Let's get our cars washed today.
Actually, today would be a great day to wash the car. Doesn't look like there's really any rain in the forecast.
Right.
Make sure that you're a member of our text club, because every week we send out, message out a $2 off coupon code to our friends at Ultimate Express, Danville, down there on the Strip, and up in Williamsport.
Yep. I'll tell you what, it's a good deal, $2 off, but the $20 gift card is really a cool idea, too, and you can win, so... Go to washmydirtycar.com and check out everything that's new at Ultimate Express Car Wash, and then you could win with us. That code is a secret thing. Laura sends it out every Wednesday.
It's already been sent for this Wednesday, so don't miss out on next Wednesday and your chance to win with Tom and Laura in the morning and Ultimate Express Car Wash on 94KX.
Chad Evans coming up next in the midday, including that Way Back Lunch, which has all 80s and 90s in it. Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up, like we usually do, with a thought for the day. Does the thought for the day have anything to do with Hell's Kitchen?
It doesn't.
Common gross behavior?
Nope.
No, good. Very good. What do we got?
Nope. You know, I feel like everyone could need a little boost by midweek.
Oh, okay.
So this one is for you, Tom.
Okay.
It's for my husband, Keith. It's for everyone listening out there.
Okay. All right. This should be interesting.
Yeah. And this is just in case no one told you yet today.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Hello. Good morning. I believe in you. You're doing great. Nice butt.
I like the encouragement, but... What a way to wrap it up.
Nice butt.
Nice.
Listen, the dopey doesn't get, like, enough love.
Keith, I hope you're listening, bud. Have a good day, everybody. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.